Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Saturday, July 3rd, 2021. Co-heirs of Christ's incredible salvation. Today's devotion comes from Co-heirs of Christ's incredible salvation, a devotion by Reverend Dr. Gregory Seltz, former speaker of the Lutheran Hour. Today's text comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. This is the word of the Lord. Romans 8 is one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible. It tells it like it is in Jesus Christ. Throughout this chapter, you hear words like no condemnation, set free, hope, more than conquerors. All of it in and through Jesus Christ. Read it. Memorize it. It's the power of God for your salvation and mine. One way that Paul describes a believer's new life in Christ is to call us co-heirs with Christ, sharing in His cross-earned, resurrection-delivered glory. Co-heirs with Jesus. That means we get to live eternal lives with Him, in His righteousness, in His joy, with His peace. Can you even imagine? Sometimes it's almost too wonderful to be believed. Other times, I think we dismiss the things of Christ as if the inheritances we have in this world are so much better. It reminded me of an event and an ensuing question that happened in the life of golfer Curtis Strange. It happened at the Masters, one of the most prestigious tournaments of the year. It happened at the Augusta National Golf Club, one of the hardest golf courses to play. And it happened on Amen Corner, in the midst of the 11th, 12th, and 13th holes, where amens are often spoken after prayers are answered, in sometimes miraculous ways. Curtis Strange stepped up to the tee box on the par 3 12th hole, teed the ball up, and hit a beautiful shot. It was flying directly at the flag's stick on the green. When the ball hit the green, it began to roll straight towards the hole, and yes, incredibly, it dropped in the cup for a hole-in-one. The crowd went crazy with applause and cheering. Then Curtis Strange did an interesting thing. He leaned down, reached into the cup, picked up the ball, and he tossed it into the creek. Now the media went even crazier. With cameras and mics on him, they asked, "Why did you do that? Why didn't you keep it?" One person said, "You could have left it to your grandchildren." I love his response. He said, "I certainly hope that when I'm gone, I have something better than a golf ball to leave my grandchildren." Curtis Strange had much more to give his children and his grandchildren than a golf ball from the Masters. Sure, it was a hole-in-one. Sure, it was an exciting moment. But the love of the father, the love of a grandfather, that would be infinitely more valuable to those in his family. Sometimes I think that we are a bit foolish like those reporters that day. Sometimes we need straight talk that cuts through all the hype of this world and says, there's something way more important than this. That's what Paul is trying to tell us today. In Christ, by the power of His Spirit, we are adopted into His family by faith. We are His children. We are His heirs. There's a love that God the Father has for you in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray you see how priceless that really is for you today. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, may we always treasure that most worth treasuring, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.